Beyond Oxford, Practical College English Course, Book 2, Unit 1, Human Touch, Moving Stories, 1. 1. Starter. A song. My Heart Will Go On. Listen to the song, My Heart Will Go On. Think about the following questions.
Spaces between us, you have come to show you. Go on, near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on. One time and last for a lifetime, and never let go till we're gone. Love was when I loved you, one true time I hold you. In my life will always go on. Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on. One. Once more, you open
2. Holding on and never giving up. 1.
The Titanic is sinking quickly. Jack and Rose fall into the water. Jack rises, kicking to the surface, and pulls Rose onto a piece of wood. Now Jack and Rose are drifting in the black water. Jack holding on to the piece of wood that Rose is lying on. Listen to their dialogue and answer the questions.
It's getting quiet.
It's going to take them a couple of minutes to get the boats organized. I don't know about you, but I intend to write a strongly worded letter to the White Star Line about all this.
I love you, Jack.
No. Don't you do that. Don't say your goodbyes. Not yet. Do you understand me?
I'm so cold.
Listen, Rose. You're going to get out of here. You're going to go on, and you're going to make lots of babies, and you're going to watch them grow, and you're going to die an old, old lady, warm in your bed. Not here. Not this night. Not like this. Do you understand me?
I can't feel my body.
Winning that ticket was the best thing that ever happened to me. It brought me to you. And I'm thankful for that, Rose. I'm thankful. You must do me this honor. You must promise me that you will survive. That you won't give up, no matter how hopeless. Promise me now, Rose, and never let go of that promise.
I promise.
Never let go.
I will never let go, Jack. I'll never let go.
3. Holding on and never giving up. 2. Listen to the dialogue again and write down the missing words.
It's getting quiet.
It's going to take them a couple of minutes to get the boats organized. I don't know about you, but I intend to write a strongly worded letter to the White Star Line about all this.
I love you, Jack.
No. Don't you do that. Don't say your goodbyes. Not yet. Do you understand me?
I'm so cold.
Listen, Rose. You're going to get out of here. You're going to go on, and you're going to make lots of babies, and you're going to watch them grow, and you're going to die an old, old lady, warm in your bed. Not here. Not this night. Not like this. Do you understand me?
I can't feel my body.
Winning that ticket was the best thing that ever happened to me. It brought me to you. And I'm thankful for that, Rose. I'm thankful. You must do me this honor. You must promise me that you will survive. That you won't give up, no matter how hopeless. Promise me now, Rose, and never let go of that promise.
I promise.
Never let go.
I will never let go, Jack. I'll never let go.
5. It was worth every penny. Read the passage and do the exercises.
Sarah Weber entered a grocery store. She approached the owner of the store and asked if he would let her charge a few groceries. She softly explained that her husband was very ill and unable to work. They had 7 children and they needed food. John Longhouse, the grocer, laughed at her and requested that she leave his store at once. Having the family's needs in mind, she said, "Please, sir, I will bring you the money just as soon as I can." The grocer refused to give her credit, as she did not have a charge account at his store. Standing beside the counter was a customer who overheard the conversation between the two. The customer walked forward and told the owner that he would stand good for whatever she needed for her family. The grocer said in a very reluctant voice, "Do you have a grocery list?" Sarah replied, "Yes, sir." "Okay," he said, "put your grocery list on the scales, and whatever your grocery list weighs, I will give you that amount in groceries." Sarah hesitated for a moment and then wrote something on a piece of paper. She laid it on the scales carefully with her head bowed. The eyes of the grocer and the customer showed amazement when the scales went down and stayed down. The grocer, staring at the scales, started putting the groceries on the other side of the scales. The scales did not balance. So he continued to put more and more groceries on them until the scales would hold no more. The grocer, in utter disgust, grabbed the piece of paper from the scales and looked at it with greater amazement. It was not a grocery list, but a prayer which said, "Dear Lord, you know my needs, and I'm leaving this all in your hands." The grocer gave her the groceries and stood in stunned silence. Sarah thanked him and left the store. The customer handed a $50 bill to John and said, "It was worth every penny." It was some time later that John Longhouse discovered the scales were broken. But God knows how much the prayer weighed.
Seven. Read me. Read the following poem on kindness. Yesterday, I discovered kindness in myself. Today, I see how beautiful and soulful I am. Yesterday, I discovered kindness in humanity. Today, I see how meaningful and fruitful humanity is. The awakened mind may show kindness to those who not only do not deserve it, but also misuse it. Alas! My Lord tells me that my mind's cleverness, smile, will never be a match for my heart's kindness. Smile. You can show your sweetest kindness even to those who are standing in your way, but under no circumstances must you surrender to their way. Follow not your blindness, mind. Follow only your kindness, heart.
Moving Stories 2. 2. Simba disobeys his father. 1. Simba doesn't listen to his father and puts himself and Nala in danger. Simba's father, Mufasa, comes to their rescue. After Zazu and Nala leave, Simba follows Mufasa to the plains. Listen to the first part of their conversation and fill in the blanks.
Simba. Simba, I'm very disappointed in you.
I know.
You could have been killed. You deliberately disobeyed me. And what's worse, you put Nala in danger.
I was just trying to be brave like you.
I'm only brave when I have to be, Simba. Being brave doesn't mean you go looking for trouble.
But you're not scared of anything.
I was. Today.
You were?
Yes. I thought I might lose you.
Oh. I guess even kings get scared, huh?
Mm-hmm. Simba. Simba, I'm very disappointed in you.
I know.
You could have been killed. You deliberately disobeyed me. And what's worse, you put Nala in danger.
I was just trying to be brave like you.
I'm only brave when I have to be, Simba. Being brave doesn't mean you go looking for trouble.
But you're not scared of anything.
I was. Today.
You were?
Yes. I thought I might lose you.
Oh, I guess even kings get scared, huh?
Mm-hmm.
3. Simba disobeys his father. 2. Listen to the second part of their conversation and fill in the blanks.
But do you know what?
What?
I think those hyenas were even scareder.
Because nobody messes with your dad. Come here, you.
No, Dad. We're pals, right?
Right.
And we'll always be together, right?
Simba, let me tell you something that my father told me. Look at the stars. The great kings of the past looked down on us from those stars.
Really?
Yes. So whenever you feel alone, just remember that those kings will always be there to guide you. And so will I.
But do you know what?
What?
I think those hyenas were even scareder.
Because nobody messes with your dad. Come here, you.
No, no, Dad. We're pals, right?
Right.
And we'll always be together, right?
Simba, let me tell you something that my father told me. Look at the stars. The great kings of the past looked down on us from those stars.
Really?
Yes. So whenever you feel alone, just remember that those kings will always be there to guide you. And so will I.
5. It's worth it. Read the passage and do the exercises.
A young man joined the army when his country was engaged in World War I. He fought battle after battle, and many of his companions were killed. By fortune of some sort, he survived. But his heart was gripped with horror as he saw his lifelong friend fall in a battle. Caught in a trench with continuous gunfire whizzing over his head, the soldier asked his lieutenant if he might go out into no man's land between the trenches to bring his fallen friend back. "You can go," said the lieutenant, "but I don't think it will be worth it. Your friend is probably dead, and you may throw your own life away." The lieutenant's words didn't matter, and the soldier went anyway. Miraculously, he managed to reach the place where his friend, who was dying, lay, raised him onto his shoulder, returned under the enemy's gunfire, and brought him back to their company's trench. He received fatal wounds on the journey. As the two of them walked unsteadily together to the bottom of the trench, the officer checked both the soldier and his wounded friend and looked kindly at the soldier. "I told you it wouldn't be worth it," he said. "Your friend is dead, and you are mortally wounded." "It was worth it, though, sir," the soldier said. "What do you mean, worth it?" responded the lieutenant. "Your friend is dead." "Yes, sir," the soldier answered. "But it was worth it, because when I got to him, he was still alive. And I had the satisfaction of hearing him say, 'Jim, I knew you'd come.' Many a time in life, whether a thing is worth doing or not really depends on how you look at it."
Vocabulary. New words.
Distance.
Touch.
Forever.
Organize.
Intend.
Thankful.
Survive.
Hopeless.
Mail.
Package.
Appreciate.
Extra.
Grocery.
Purse.
Toss.
Counter.
Insure.
Worth.
Approach.
Charge.
Grocer.
Request.
Credit.
Reluctant.
Scale.
Weigh.
Hesitate.
Amazement.
Balance.
Disgust.
Prayer.
Lord.
Stun.
Perfectly.
Gift.
Relaxed.
Refreshed.
Sincerely.
Generation.
Gap.
Cause.
Narrow.
Communication.
Plain.
Disappointed.
Deliberately.
Disobey.
Scared.
Hyena.
Mess.
Pal.
Engage.
Battle.
Companion.
Fortune.
Grip.
Trench.
Continuous.
Gunfire.
Whiz.
Lieutenant.
Anyway.
Miraculously.
Fatal.
Unsteadily.
Check.
Satisfaction.
Proper nouns.
The White Star Line.
Sarah Weber.
John Longhouse.
Margaret.
Helen.
Daniel Ho.
Simba.
Nala.
Mufasa.
Zazu.